is where Stu is not bush. There is nothing good about a medley. I know you are, but what am I? Because rockin' in the free world. Hindsight is 2020. Corporate radio sucks. Might as well go for a soda. A whistly girl and a throwing can always come to a bad end. Silence gives consent. You are listening to CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax.
Everybody.
Good morning, Halifax. It is Operation Wake Up. It is Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, December 10th. Operation Wake Up is part of the CKDU News Collective. This is the Bill and Melanie edition, and what a special show we have today. We have two very special guests, Sam Littlefair Wallace, the winner of the How to Govern the Planet Best debate, is in studio, along with, en route to the studio, Jessica Bowen, from Teens Now Talk magazine. We will be talking about issues that pertain to youth and where the youth are going. Such questions will involve the coalition government, possibility of that. We'll be talking about the economy. We'll be talking about whether young people should vote. Just lots and lots of hardcore issues in a roundtable discussion. For the next hour, it's Operation Wake Up on CKDU.
Ecstasy suffering, echinacea buffering. We aim to remember what we choose to forget. God's just a baby, and a diaper is wet.
Call the police, I'm strapped to the teeth, and live on the disregard of every belief. Calling the law, I'm fixing the draw. Alarmity when it isn't seen, then call up a brawl. Calling them now, cause it's about to go pow. I'm turning on the search on the ups and the downs. Call up the truth, because I'm about to break loose. We're taking that concern, I'm breaking out of my noose. I got a list of demands, written on the palm of my hands. I'm all on this and you got no right stand. We live in hand to mouth, you wanna be somebody. See somebody, try and free somebody. Got a list of demands, written on the palm of my hands. I'm all on this and you got no right stand. And you gonna know where I stand. We living in the mouth. In the
Good morning, Halifax. It is Operation Wake Up. There's a freezing rain warning in the city right now, but I don't believe that for a second. It's 9 degrees Celsius, and it's only going to get warmer up to about 12 degrees this afternoon. Tomorrow, it's going to be more of this rain, but the weather's going to go down to 1 degree. So maybe tomorrow they might get into some of that dreadful rain-snow mix And then back on Friday, we're back up to 13 degrees again with more rain. So just a roller coaster of temperatures in the next 3 days. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we are going to be hovering around 0 degrees and it's going to be sunny. So that's your weather for the next 5 days. Melanie, what's going on?
Oh, just trying to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was that men's game last week?
Oh, the boys' basketball?
Mm.
Halifax West won.
That's a big win against the Citadel.
I know.
Holy cow.
They lost by 2 points, so it was a really intense game.
Good.
So, next Horton High. Uh-huh. We got them.
Mm-hmm. Horton High?
Yeah.
When do they play?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm
yeah.
saying I think we could beat them.
Yeah. Last week we were talking about Horton High. Boys team is now up to about 74-75 wins in a row. Melanie thinks that the Halifax West boys can take them.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me when he was in high school, Cole Harbour. He went to Cole Harbour, and right. they actually won against them second time. And he said there was a guy that was like 6'10",
yeah.
was really tall on the Horton High team.
Oh, my cow. And we're joined in studio by Sam Littlefair Wallace. Sam, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. How are you?
Do I have your mic on? Oh. We have, believe me, we have Sam here. If I can figure out. Try that, Sam.
Doing well.
There we go. Do I have on cue?
All right.
Try that.
Yeah?
Okay. There we go. There's always something at CKDU. So what's going on, my man?
I'm just waking up myself.
Yeah, yeah. We have a bunch of, it's ironic that we're called Operation Wake Up because it seems that the three of us are not morning people. I know I'm not. So did you have a hard time finding the place?
No, not at all.
Good.
Been here all my life. Dallas.
We're waiting upon Jessica Bowen. Sam, tell us about this, the debate you won.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was involved in a debate. It was sort of a global issues, who could lead the planet best debate. And so I had a team of six advisors, and there were two other teams of six or seven people. And so there were three potential world leaders, and we all stood up and gave our global leadership scenarios. And I guess the people of the planet liked mine best, and I was elected leader of the planet.
Very nice. And what did you focus on in your? Looks like you're holding it now.
Well, we.
What was the focus of your argument?
We did a brief survey of global issues,
right?
And we asked all 15 global citizens to tell us about what mattered most to them about global issues. And we came up with three issues, which were sort of basically boiled down to environmental issues, corporate irresponsibility, and just basically people having negative attitudes. So, like, you know, the people that apathy and ignorance and not even negative attitudes, just sort of maybe uneducated. And the question then became, well, how do we address these issues? So my six advisors and I sort of devised a plan for addressing issues like this. And essentially it was looking at the problem holistically. Don't look at three individual issues, you know, negative attitudes, undereducated people, and, you know, environmental degradation going completely crazy, and corporations brainwashing us. Because they're not three individual things, they're all entirely interconnected. So he said, start by educating the people, fixing the first problem. Do government programs, really simple. Just put more money into them and get people educated. And then from there, you can sort of start eliminating corporate irresponsibility, because corporations are built of people. And as soon as people are educated, they're going to start acting more responsibly, use some government policies maybe to guide the corporations. And of course, environmental degradation is largely on part of corporate irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you have the corporations acting responsibly, then our environment starts shaping up. And that was the basic outline of, that was the outline of what made me leader of the planet.
Cool. And what did, I don't know how to say this, what did you win, I guess, with this? Did you Was there any financial incentive to this, or was there a prize or something?
The wonderful prize was an interview on CKDU, actually.
Oh, very nice. This is it. Wow. Wow. How do you feel about your prize?
I'm feeling really good, though.
Exciting. Awesome, man. Good. Well, and so this is just the start in January. You just graduated from high school last year. Yeah. What high school did you go to?
I went to Citadel.
Okay. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Wow. Big rivalry. We got rivalries here in the in the office. And now in January you're off to Ethiopia.
Yeah,
cool.
I actually went to the doctor a while ago to get a prescription filled, and I mentioned that I wanted to travel this year, and so she prescribed to me Youth Challenge International, and actually she gave it to me on a prescription slip, and I applied, and a few days later I had an interview. A few days later I got an acceptance letter, and I was off to Ethiopia.
Wow.
So. My life changed.
That's crazy.
I'm going to pick up that prescription.
Oh, man. And what's going on over there? What are you going to do?
Well, Youth Challenge International has been there for a while, doing development projects in this little community called Debrecena. There's actually it's a tiny community, I believe, but there's actually Debrecenans, people from Debrecena in Halifax. We're going to go over and just sort of do basic development programs. Just sort of help out in the community. I mean, none of us are experts or professionally trained, but we're all people who sort of care. There's four of us on the project, myself and three others, and we'll just do whatever we can in the community. So teaching English, doing youth empowerment groups, really simple sort of empowering development projects.
Cool. I guess, you know, the question, I've been thinking about this interview over the past couple of days, or just the talk, the question that I wanted to get out, because the big news with me as an adult and my friends is the economy and how the economy is just going into the tank. And I remember, and they keep saying, you know, like 20 years ago was the last time that this happened. And 20 years ago, I was your age and Melanie's age. And I remember, I don't remember. Like, apparently the economy was horrible in the late 80s. But as a high school student, I didn't really realize that at all. And I don't remember ever thinking about how the economy was that bad. As we've gone ahead now 20 years, I guess this is a question for both of you. Maybe Sam, you can start. Is there a... Are young people kind of aware of what's going on, and are they talking about it? Are they concerned? Is there a perception that they're...
Well, Bill, 20 years from now, honestly, I could sort of see looking back at this the same way you do. Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully we're in a good enough situation so that I can look back at this and hardly remember that there was an economic crisis. I guess sort of for me there's bigger problems, or at least problems which are sort of more transparent, like environmental issues and social justice issues, you know, people getting AIDS in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear a media broadcaster tell me that the economy is going in the tank, it's kind of hard to know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost seems a little sensational or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really something that I bother trying to wrap my head around. Maybe I should. Maybe it is a bigger issue than anything else. Maybe in 5 years...
There'll be a time for that, but for now it's other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Later on, once Jessica gets here, we're going to talk about... some government issues. I want to get out the question about whether or not, you know, there's talk about whether or not young people, high school people, should be allowed to vote. So I'd like to get into a roundtable discussion about that. We're just getting started here on Operation Wake Up. We're going all the way to 9 o'clock, discussing youth issues. And we're with Sam Littlefair Wallace, and we're waiting on Jessica Bowen. Melanie Arab is taking over the microphone here in 3 minutes. So please stick around. This is REM on CKDU 88.1.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteer, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation of your teenage station.
pray to your savior. I've never been shot, but I bet you I'm braver. I'm taking my spot, nigga, I ain't afraid to. Bay May. Sometimes I find it very hard to bay. Huh? May. You're the banana peels, I'm carefully blazing. Skip your show toes, carefully lazy. Stand the sticker, got puppet and mazes. I amplify this, turn up the bases. Picture me, lamping in the company car. Rims like Tibetan prayer wheels, nickel, what, I'm a star. I cruise the block like a feather back and forth till I land. Has the song in your ear, or the book in your hand. Now, this fucking world is about to know who I am. Got your whole system up in my trunk. That dog eat dog, make my woofers bark, atomic drunk. All my trill niggas know who be bringing the funk. Leaves and shout toes like it's Black History Month. You're the banana peels and carefully blazing. So keep your show toes carefully blazing. Stand the sticker, got carpet and bases. Stand the fuckers, turn up the bases. You're the banana peels and carefully blazing. So keep your show toes carefully blazing. Stand the sticker, got carpet and bases. Boy, witness to the rays of the sun, synthesizing her own image, photo negative shun. The development of parliament, the phallic Bob Gunn. Thus the mothership connections, born the birth of the drum. Ancient drum begat drum, kingdom go, kingdom come. Ancient sector of the scepter risen up to the sun. Hidden hand of man begat, petite clone of the drum. Boom bap shaft into a wide, tightly quartery spun. Trigger sound, trigger gun, drum machine, machine gun. Bodies piled carefully, filed under beats that were once reprogrammed to become. I'm plum dotted of sun. Every ray with sample clearance, every two we got one. Boom bap hard as a gun, white coast trainers unstrung. Let these suckers know the cost of making Harriet run. Let the weather beat your black and bulls and drip from the sun. Until knowledge rays a blue, I'm welcome here everyone.
You're the banana peels and carefully blazing. Forgive your show toes, carefully blazing. Play in this paper, got trumpet and bass.
Hey everybody, that was Black History Month, and we still have Sam in the studio. How's it going, Sam?
It's going pretty well, man.
And we still have the wonderful Bill, my co-host.
Hey,
is this working, Bill?
Check, check.
Yep. All right, so we're still waiting for Jessica to come. So this should be an awesome show, like talking about teens and like our issues. And next up, we're going to play some Gym Class Heroes. And we're going to play Like Father, Like Son.
Battle call.
when breakfast sisters torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long must we sing this song? How long, how long? 'Cause today we can be as one tonight. Tonight, tonight, tonight,
Sam, what do you think are the top issues about teens, like problems we have?
Well, if you look at it sort of from the kind of view that, you know, the sort of standard teens of the future type thing, I'm a very adamant supporter of the environment. It's, and so I'd say maybe it's a problem that maybe isn't quite so huge now, but for sure in the future, we're looking at, you know, that kind of ballooning into something bigger, something that, you know, us teens today are going to have to deal with tomorrow type thing. But, I mean, the world leader debate that I had, I think, covered the three, I guess my three biggest issues for sure, like corporate irresponsibility or just corporate control, sort of, the kind of things that you speak of, like advertising and overconsumption. And how that ties in with environmental issues in itself, like overproducing of waste and, you know, sort of things like that are definitely huge concerns of mine. And the sort of consumer culture that that creates, that a lot of teens, myself included, are definitely sort of consumed by.
So. Is there kind of a, keeping with that in terms of issues and trying to build for the future, I guess with adults, there's always kind of the sense that the kids or young people don't, they can't see a future. You know, there's so much crazy stuff going on in the world. Is there a sense among some young people that, you know, what's the point because the world's going to pot anyways?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of people who either sort of get the feeling that, you know, somebody else will take care of it. And I mean, I don't want to separate myself from this. I mean, like the economic crisis for me,
right.
it's a standard sort of like, oh, well, I guess, you know, that's not really my area of expertise. And the more sort of I watch people sort of stray away from my beliefs, and I watch my friends and my acquaintances and people I know sort of, you know, they go into law or they go into medicine or something. It's sort of like, well, what, how could you not care about these issues?
Right.
How can you not be sort of, and a lot of them do, also go into like international development or, you know, things where they fully intend to help people. But, yeah, I guess it's interesting to watch people disassociate themselves from, the issues. And, a lot of people manage to do it.
unfortunately.
With this past election, there was a lot of debate, or not debate, but a lot of, you know, talk about how nobody went out and voted. Mm-hmm. Record low numbers for voters of legal age going out to the polls. With that, and with young people like yourself wanting to be more involved, mm-hmm. do you think that the voting age should be decreased to, say, 16 to allow people in high school to vote?
I guess there's the argument that young people aren't educated enough, and you get 16-year-olds voting, and all of a sudden the marijuana party takes, 50 seats in parliament. But realistically, if we look at all of the adults in society who vote completely blindly based on what their father and their father's father voted for, which I'm sure determines huge numbers of seats in Canadian Parliament, not to name names or anything, but when you get young people, I think, out, 16-year-olds are probably going to be the most educated voters in that they're still in class. They still have teachers being able to provide the issues to them, unlike, when you get out of school and you have to make the decisions for yourself. How many adults actually go out and research the issues and look at the topics that they're concerned with and how the different politicians are relating to those? Whereas a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old actually has a classroom to learn these things in. And, I mean, come election time, you can be sure that the classrooms would be swarmed with policies and really real, not just who's legalizing weed and who's, providing free condoms. Mm. But, the issues, I think it's a really great way to get youth involved and to get youth caring, because as is, so many youth just feel totally disassociated and they go through their entire adolescence feeling that way. And so you can sort of see how that would carry on through to, adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Going into a different direction, there's also been talk with, especially in Halifax, where you have a lot of incidents of street racing and some crazy driving, there's also been talk about increasing the age for getting your driver's license. Is that something you think is an important issue, or is that something that you think is necessary or unnecessary?
I don't know, maybe there's a bit of a personal bias here. I'm 18 and
right.
Still don't know how to drive.
Right.
That's a hard question for me, because looking back to like when my parents got their licenses, I mean, my stepdad tells me about when he got his motorcycle license, and he literally went to, the DMV. They said, drive this motorbike up the street and back. Mm. And then he had his license, and he was, 16 or whatever. Mm. And that sounds ideal to me, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the root of the problem. Is the age at which people get their license so much as maybe just the education surrounding the issue. And realistically, to me, it doesn't seem too intelligent to put the driving age closer to the drinking age, because it seems like a bad pair. I don't know though.
All right, next up, we're going to play Giddle Days by Psycho and featuring Caleb Simmons. If I can get it to work, you guys. Till then, we're going to play a song by Divine Brown. And it's titled Babe.
Funny story that I'd like to share with all y'all. Ladies and gents, holler if this ever happened to you. I'm driving in my car on the way to Lester Studio, singing a melody that I had in mind for a new song. I felt my cell buzzing, it was sitting on my lap. Picked up the phone, and on the other line was you. I heard you say, you used to call me yo. I used to be yo yo. Do you miss my beat? I am no
Okay, we're back here at CKDU. We have Sam Littlefair-Wallace in studio. We've been talking about various issues regarding youth. Sam has won the How to Govern the Planet Best Debate, and his prize was an interview with us here at CKDU. So we're going to try to ask him some tough questions to get his money's worth. So, Sam, we were talking last time before the song about young people and about the you know, is there a general apathy out there that they really don't, maybe some of them feel like there's not much of a future anyways. Every generation always thinks that the younger generation is out of control. And certainly when I was a kid, my parents thought that about us. And certainly now, as I'm a little older, there's a perception with all of us that now young people they're all crazy. They're out of control. Is there any sense to this? Do young people kind of resent this?
I can tell you firsthand. I was talking to my brother last night, and he told me about how he was down at the train tracks on Friday night. He's, 4 years younger than me, right. And I practically blew my top. I was like, what are you talking about? Right. You were down at the train tracks. I'm totally guilty, I think. And I think, you know, maybe older people are a little bit jealous of our youth and our independence and sort of... But, I mean, as much of a pain as it is to have to deal with it, it's somewhat understandable that... We'd get singled out as we're kind of, you know, just entering the world, and we're just sort of gaining, you know, our right to drive and the ability to buy alcohol and stuff and whatnot. And we're so young and robust that it just seems to make sense that this sort of stuff would happen.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, again, with that generational thing, it's always, oh, young people don't respect older people anymore, or there's no respect for the older generation. Any truth to that at all? From your perception?
Yeah, for sure. And it's really interesting where you look for respect issues, like different youth sort of having different perspectives of older generations. My personal experience, I see sort of the youth who were raised really hardcore and really had the smackdown as they were growing up had a lot more difficulty sort of dealing with older generations as they got older, whereas the youth who sort of had a little bit more liberty and ability to sort of do what they wanted ended up with a lot more respect for their elders, which is interesting to think about when it was the ones laying the smackdown that were really looking for their respect.
And we got our very special guest, Jessica from Teens Nail Talk.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Hello.
Morning.
Jessica, Sam. And so, Jessica, can you explain about Teens Nail Talk magazine?
I'm just hearing Sam. Kudos to you. Good hit on you. Teens Nail Talk is the explosive magazine written by youth here in Atlantic Canada. It's all their words, their photography, their graphic design. We're now celebrating our first year anniversary, which is very empowering. And we probably feature close to 1,000 youth so far over the last year, celebrating their stories and their events and their achievements and the positive, so people can see that, although you may have one version or one thought process of a youth, but they are powerful, they do have that talent, and they are the future. So I just got very tired of people saying, well, youth are our future. And I said, okay, fine, let's show them the future. Never mind, words are, sometimes can be as cheap as they come. So actions is what we work behind. And people that are actually empowering opportunities for youth, in different events, and we celebrate those opportunities and those successes in the magazine, as well as allow the youth to have things for the portfolio. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It rocks. Oh, he's clapping. Yay! Thank you.
How can teens get involved with the magazine?
That's a very cool thing. I mean, if you're a teen, you automatically qualify. Like, that's why it's so cool. If you're over, you know, a 22 youth-ish, 23 youth-ish thing, we still kind of accept you in. Anything other than that, hey, you know, get your own magazine or... But teens, basically, they submit their work online. Their work then goes through a process of the editors and structure and layout, and they're there. They go on the website, of course, which is teensnowtalk.com, and they would then go through the form and fill the form out. Also look at the magazine to see what sections they're going to write about, because the sections deal with more than just what people might think. I mean, they have environment, there's a financial corner, there's the career page, which we, you know, we celebrate youth every section, every time things happen. Your money finance, which is the same as the finance page itself, which is a different version. Poverty. The fashion wars, which is really cool, because actually teens themselves submitting their own pictures of their slamming fashion. You see what I mean? That's so it's awesome. Their style. Then we have our feature stories, which every issue deals with different ones. Then, yeah, it's just rocks.
Yeah, I would say. I've seen the magazine a few times.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, okay. You're actually our stargazer.
Yeah, I'm the stargazer.
So by Melanie being the stargazer, a reporter of the magazine, she actually has the advantage of meeting all the stars that come to the city, mm-hmm. interview the stars. The last issue we had, Girlylicious. So here she's slamming down with lunch with Girlylicious, getting pictures, and then being featured in the magazine with that. So it's an opportunity to open to everyone, though, who sees stars. I mean, that's they can do that. It's just, hey, I need you in our magazine. So we don't bring the stars in stateside to us. We have our stars right here, and we shine our stars, which are our youth. So it's pretty cool.
And just before, we're just going to go to a song quickly. Supernatural by Jimmy Young. And we still got Jessica and Sam in the building. And Jessica, isn't there this TNT shopping cart? Want to explain that? Because, you know, teens love to shop, and it's coming Christmas time.
Oh, the shopping cart. Well, what it is, basically, is, once again, teens rock, and we feel that teens love to shop, and they should be celebrated for the shopping as opposed to just being automatically thought, you know, they're going to come to our store and shop. So what we've done was we created the TNT Power Discount Shopping Card. And, yes, what that does is youth will then take this card and go to selected retailers and receive discounts. For example, you'll have, with what, each haircut, get the eyebrow waxing free. Buy one game, get one half price or one for free. We're working on penny days right now, or mall days. So there's a lot of different things going to be happening. The card is free for youth. What they would do, again, is go online to teensnowtalk.com and submit the name and stuff for the form, or fill the form out and submit and send it in. As simple as it gets. The mass mail-out is, we're looking at now, 2009, probably before the spring flutter happens, of the mass mail-out. And we have close to maybe, not maybe, we have close to 8,000 names already.
That's crazy.
For the mail-out. And that's, we started last month.
That's crazy.
So we're getting the mass portion set up. We're still retailers. Any retailer interested in coming on board, they just basically contact us as well. So we tell them, as a teen say, you snooze or you lose, because they are, you know, what do you think about that one, that card?
I think that's pretty amazing. Can I ask what the region is, what the area?
Atlantic Canada. Oh, for the shopping cart itself?
Yeah.
Shopping cart itself is HRM. It's going to be HRM and just both sides, just slightly.
8,000 HRM youth already.
8,000 HRM.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So we were pretty, you know, my staff was like, oh, I enter all these names. It's like, well, that's your job.
that's a wonderful problem to have. Too many youth to deal with.
Well, the thing is, too, is the youth, they tell us what stores they want. We have a massive list of what stores are number one, number two, number three for them that they want to see, you know, on the shopping cart. So our job is to make sure we contact these stores and say, listen, these are what your people, your peeps, are wanting, you know,
keeping
to
you alive, so help us out a little.
You know, so yeah, so we're contacting the stores now and saying, okay, here you go, and I mean, that's just what teens want. So we ask the questions. That's the best part. We ask the questions. What store do you want to shop at? Bang, bang, bang. Thank you. You know, rocket science is not what it is.
And where could teens find the magazine? Like, what locations if they wanted to go pick it up today? Because isn't the December issue out?
December issue's out. December issue is, where is it at now? It's in over 300 locations across Atlantic Canada.
That's crazy.
And the key stores people will know is in all chapters, Lawton's, Walmart's, Superstores, just came on board, which is really rocking that one, really cool. Daily Grind, Atlantic News, International News, it's around here. So, yeah, those are some of the key places that they can pick them up at. And, you know, any of your bookstores in the malls, you know, we actually had the TNT girls, TNT Teen G's, they call themselves, who actually went out and took pictures of themselves holding the magazines in the stores for their travel, the journey travel. So they found, it was pretty cool.
That's fun.
Scotia Square, they got one over there in Walmart and Bears Lake and yep.
And Sam, what issues do you think, like, teens today are having, like?
Well, Melanie, earlier you were talking about sort of drugs and, like, youth issues, and I think self-esteem, and, you know, there's such a broad spectrum, and I think that a magazine like this is an amazing tool for sort of helping to address these kinds of issues. But, you know, to begin to look at the issue, there's huge spectrum of just really immediate issues that youth have to face, and, you know, there's also a really broad range of sort of tools to help the youth through these problems.
The secret is allowing the tools to find the youth to find the tools.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big mystery people don't understand.
Yeah.
They say we have 10,000 different programs here, but can you find them?
I found one or two so far.
Exactly. You see what I mean? All of the mass, it's just that the connection's not there, which is why the magazine is a good portal. It allows people who have the opportunity and tools to connect with the people that are looking for them, which is their gender and their market. And the issue, self-esteem, you're right. I mean, it's unbelievable the level, the teens are actually walking around with low self-esteem. And, you know, we found that by that youth, that one youth who can pick up their mag, see their writing actually being published, then going back with that smile on their face to the classroom, and their peers were all saying, "Can I have your autograph?" and "Good job!" and "Congratulations!" and the teachers are all saying, "Wow, fantastic mm-hmm. job!" Then they go home to their parents, and they're saying, "My daughter's now an author. My son's now an author." So they receive some of that positive bragging mm-hmm. rights back, and with us, TNT is all about positive bragging rights. We deserve bragging rights. Everybody mm-hmm. wants it. May it be young or old, they want bragging rights.
Yeah.
But again, I deal with the young, so. You know, we give it to the teen and the youth.
The Dalhousie Women's Center is hosting free women's self-defense classes in partnership with Dalhousie Secretary Services. These classes are open to all women in the community over the age of 16. Come on out and have an excellent workout while learning the basic of street wisdom and empowerment. The session for 2008/2009 will be the last Wednesday of every month at the Suddenly Gym. Please wear comfortable clothing, sneakers, and bring water. Register at dwc@dal.ca or call 494-2432. So that'd be good for self-defense, because it's always good to know that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a cool one.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think, reading that, what do you think, like, women, like, how the women issues, do you find that?
You're asking him. Go ahead, tell us.
The women issues.
Yeah.
that's another one of the sort of amazing the tools that's out there. Like you were just talking about 10,000 tools, and because I know I grew up in the North End, and it's sort of shocking to talk to the people who are actually scared of their own home and their own neighborhood, just because of the crime and the violence, and you know, you hear about the swarmings on the commons and things like that. And it's happened to me myself when you, get attacked on the street or something, and it's a pretty scary experience. But it's really amazing to be able to, just defend yourself and just sort of escape without getting too badly injured. And better yet, if you look at tools like this magazine, you can actually sort of stop it at the other end, keep the youth from ending up actually attacking, stop the attackers before they resort to that level of almost sort of desperation to go out on the street and bad things.
I personally don't give no credit to anyone who's in that field attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Just like me, it's another cowardly act.
Mm-hmm.
You can't open your mouth and say what you want, then you're hiding behind your friends. Your group, and you band together in numbers. You think you're strong,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. And then, it's just a whole myth. It's a very empty bottomed myth. Mm-hmm. I have no credit. I give no kudos to them at all.
Yeah.
So you have individuals that need to respect other individuals. Well, all individuals need to respect other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have these groups, and unfortunately, that one person or group that attacked you. The same now, which is again put the band on, and kudos to you for being able to see beyond that, and say, okay, this group was the one who did what it did, and all teams are the same band.
So
Sam, before we send you off to Ethiopia,
yay,
get on your soapbox.
Yes.
Take it. Get on your. You've. This is your chance to hear. Get your voice heard.
Yeah.
Get on your soapbox and tell us, what do we need to do to make society better for the youth and for...
Well, I guess this is the opportunity to make my pitch first off. I am fundraising, and if you'd like to make a little difference, you can help send me to Ethiopia sort of on your behalf to fight poverty and health issues in developing countries. And my email address is sam@clevel.ca. Or you can go to I've got a tiny little fundraising website, just sort of in development right now, but it's clevel.ca/sam. So that's one way that you can make a difference if you feel so inclined. But there's so many, 10,000 tools, so many different ways to get out there. And, even just by picking up the magazine, you've empowered yourself to sort of find a resource and start finding ways that you can make a difference, and you can sort of utilize your own abilities and your own skills, and develop your own abilities and skills and teach them to other people to start making a difference and making what you feel is right and making the world a better place, you know.
Joe, you laughing at me, no. Now go on and grab your coat and tell your girls that you're leaving. I'm hot. Show me, baby.
Show me, baby.
What you got?
What you got?
Show me, baby.
Show me, baby.
Your favorite spot.
Your favorite spot.
I can take you out of here. I can put your love in the atmosphere.
Show me what you want and I got that. Tell me what you need and you got that.
I wanna make a press that ass on me.
Before we get to that, it starts with kissing ears.
Making babies by.
For me to kiss you on the first date, but the lips are like Legos and it's getting kinda late. You don't gotta eat the bait, all I want is a chance. The fish are getting nervous cause the pond is drying fast. You're lying if you say that I'm the type of guy you used to. Hilltop sweet in St. Lucia. Expose your ears so I can kiss you. Or maybe just whisper something real manish. You ain't know I knew Spanish, did you?
Tell me what you want and I got that. Tell me what you need and you got that. Say the word, it's over, secure you like a soldier. Before we get to that, it starts with kissing ears.
Other dudes, please, you know I'm not that.
Making babies, buying you a Mercedes, girl. And it starts with kissing ears. Getting married, being willing to share it, girl.
Girl, you know that it starts with kissing ears.
Get to know me, picking up groceries, girl. Starts with kissing ears. Paying the bills, keeping it real.
Baby girl, it starts with kissing ears.
It starts with kissing ears. It starts with kissing ears. Now let me kiss you on your hot spot.
Show me what you want and I got that. Tell me what you need and you got that. Say the word, it's over, secure you like a soldier. Before we get to that, it starts with kissing ears. Show me what you want and I got that. You know I got that. Yeah, you know I got that. Them other dudes, please, you know I'm not that.
And we still have Jessica and Sam in the building.
Yeah, we're in the building.
Still here.
And Jessica, with the Teen Cell Talk magazine, I was looking on the website, and there's a contest in the magazine.
It's packed with contests.
Contest, but I seen one in particular.
Which one's that?
The one you find 100 misspelling words, is that? Or
oh,
like,
no. You mean you find, you get $100.
$100.
Yeah, you get the dollar right. You win $100 if you find the 7 key errors to be put to the magazine. It's called You Be the Editor. So every issue, there's opportunities for youth to challenge their reading skills and pick up the errors. We put some in place. There's some in there that weren't placed. Some kind of just fell in there. But, yeah, they found the 7 mistakes and or errors, and they submit it in. And the first one selected then gets the $100, and they get also featured in the next issue as the editor of that issue. And then it just goes on to the next issue. So, you know, we challenge people to use their talent and their skills and find them mistakes. We pay you. Be the editor. You know.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, we have fun with it.
So, next up, we're going to have a song, and it's by Savannah, and it's called Hollywood.